IVM. If we come to 2021, 78.6% women now have their own bank accounts thanks to the demonetization saga where women learned that hiding cash is not the best idea. Thanks to Jan Dhan Yojana, there was a significant increase in women opening bank accounts. In today's Sip of Finance, I'm here to highlight that just encouraging Sunita and other such women to have bank accounts doesn't solve the entire problem. Welcome to a Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host, Shanali, and this is a lady special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. 27-year-old Sunita and her 2 little daughters were thrown out of her house in Madhya Pradesh in December 2016. Not because of dowry pressure, not because of domestic violence, and not because of any family dispute. She was thrown out because her husband came to know that she had secretly kept 4,500 rupees in the form of 500 and 1,000 rupee notes. She neither had a bank account nor did she have the money to survive. Back in 2016, just 53% of Indian women had their own bank accounts. They used to either save some cash out of the household expenses that their husbands gave, or they used to save cash from whatever they earned. This cash was popularly stored in rice and sugar jars since men hardly entered the kitchen. If we come to 2021, 78.6% women now have their own bank accounts, thanks to the demonetization saga where women learnt that hiding cash is not the best idea. Thanks to Jan Dhan Yojana, there was a significant increase in women opening bank accounts. In today's Sip of Finance, I'm here to highlight that just encouraging Sunita and other such women to have bank accounts doesn't solve the entire problem. Let me tell you stories of 3 women today. 1. Kamla is my house help whose salary I used to pay in cash for many years. Even with a finance background, it never struck my mind that I must pay her the money directly into her bank account. With the lockdown, it was difficult to access ATMs too at a point of time. I checked with Kamla to see if I could transfer her salary to her bank account. But she was a bit hesitant about this idea. She said, "Bhabi, I have a bank account, but I can't see details on my phone." Since she has been working with me for many years, she said, "I have an idea, Bhabi. Please transfer this to my husband's account. He has some app where he sees balance and all." Due to the situation, I paid her salary to her husband's account, but I felt uneasy. When I checked about their educational background, she said, "Bhabi, I have studied till 12th class. My husband went to school only till 4th standard and then started working as a security person for a society." Effectively, she was a little more educated, but practically, she had no access to her own bank account. 2. My niece Kavita had just cleared her MBA and started working 3 months back. While we went shopping together once for a family function, we went a bit over budget. Kavita quickly said, "No problem. I will just call up daddy and tell him to do the UPI. Yes, the transaction did happen. But I was curious. "You're earning, right? So you don't have your own salary account or your own UPI?" I just asked and Kavita said, No, auntie. UPI is not safe. I only keep cash with me, and daddy has strictly told me not to have any UPI apps and no debit card usage. Whenever I need to pay over and above the cash I have, I tell him to UPI. I couldn't resist, so I asked, "But then it would be unsafe for your dad too, right?" And I was stunned at the reply I got. "No, no, auntie. Dad is smart and he manages all the finances at home. He won't be cheated ever. Mom and I get a bit scared with all this. And Dad has this awesome solution he never refuses." 3. My college friend Karuna is a well-earning banker. I repeat, banker. She has worked for a reputed bank for years now. She obviously has a bank account, UPI, cards, and everything. But once we were out for coffee and I just asked her, "What do you suggest out of so many investing options?" And her reply was, "Hey, forget it, yaar. That's too complex. My husband manages all that. I do know a bit about my investments, but primarily he decides. I sign the forms and give the checks or transfer the amount. That's it. I'm so busy with household chores, my job and kids. Hey, I saw a nice handbag while coming here. Remind me to buy that, please, before we leave the mall." India is full of Sunitas, Kamlas, Kavitas and Karunas. The problem isn't dependent on any income group. Let us discuss one basic banking funda today to bring a little change. In my last episode, I spoke about having 3 accounts. Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati. So that we are sorted on savings, spending and the UPI aspect. Moving ahead, let us now start checking our bank statements once in a month. It's like a report card. Just go through the trend of saving, spending, investing, insuring. See if you have missed out on any of these activities. When you are at your next kitty or at a women-only gathering and someone says, "I'm going to tell you a list of qualities as per your birth date numbers," imagine how curious everyone gets. Forget that, because this is your real, genuine financial report card. And don't be alone. Start this discipline with all the Sunitas, Kamlas, Kavitas and Karunas you know. Take small actions based on what you see monthly. Just taking charge of your bank statement can be like a super fast charger to your financial life. That's a wrap on this episode of A Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she's available on Instagram at PriyankaUAcharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya.